Welcome to Season 1, Episode 7 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about preaching and writing. As always, we're going to be focusing on what the Bible has to say about this topic. So I invite you to test all things in light of what the Scriptures teach. Let's get started. While I was in high school, I made the decision that when I grew up, I wanted to be a gospel preacher. So at that point, I began writing religious articles. I really didn't care much for writing in school and was never a gifted writer, so I knew I needed to start practicing and improving my skills. I saw writing as an inherent part of the work of a preacher, as this would provide another avenue through which to spread the gospel message. So since I decided I was going to preach, I decided I also needed to learn how to write. Nearly 20 years later, it appears to me that preachers in general do not do as much writing as I thought they would. Dedicating time regularly to writing seems to be the exception rather than the rule. Maybe this has always been the case, and in my youth I wrongly assumed that writing was common for preachers. Perhaps more preachers are writing than the few that I am aware of. Or it could be that writing by gospel preachers has decreased in the last decade or two. Regardless of which is closest to reality, I want to deal with some reasons why writing is a valuable endeavor for preachers and should not be quickly dismissed. So in this episode, we're going to talk about three advantages to writing, as well as three downsides to writing. First, the advantages of writing. Number one, words can sometimes be better expressed through writing. When Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, he said, "For I do not wish to seem as if I would terrify you by my letters. For they say his letters are weighty and strong, but his personal presence is unimpressive and his speech contemptible. Let such a person consider this, that what we are in word by letters when absent, such persons we are also in deed when present." 2 Corinthians 10:9 through 11. This may not have been an accurate criticism of Paul, but the criticism was based in the reality that a written message can often be more weighty and strong than a spoken message, even when the message is the same in both cases. One advantage that writing has over speaking is that it allows us to carefully arrange and rearrange words so that they will be most effective, clear, and understandable. Secondly, if our personal presence is unimpressive and our speech contemptible, as Paul described himself, whether using the charge against him or if that was actually the case, but if that is the case with us, writing masks these shortcomings, preventing them from becoming a distraction to our audience. Number two, writings can be spread around more easily. Near the close of Paul's letter to the church at Colossae, he wrote, "When this letter is read among you, have it also read in the church of the Laodiceans, and you, for your part, read my letter that is coming from Laodicea," in Colossians 4:16. Since Paul's message to these two churches was in written form, it could be shared fairly easily between them. Obviously, technology has advanced a great deal since the first century, but even with the advances of technology and how easy it is to share even audio files from one person to another over great distances, even today, it is still easier to share information that has been written down. So one of the advantages of writing is that it can be spread around more easily. But number three, writings are a lasting resource. Not long before his death, Peter wrote, "Therefore, I will always be ready to remind you of these things, even though you already know them and have been established in the truth which is present with you. I consider it right, as long as I am in this earthly dwelling, to stir you up by way of reminder. And I will also be diligent that at any time after my departure, you will be able to call these things to mind." 2 Peter 1, 12-15. Peter was concerned about these brethren being able to remember his teaching after he departed from this life. This remembering could be done in two ways, either by human memory or by a written archive. Human memory often fails. In fact, this reason was given by Peter to explain why he was writing to them. Written works can be used, referenced, and learned from for years, long after the spoken message has been forgotten. But now, as we think about the advantages of writing, we also want to consider the downsides of writing as well. Jesus stressed the importance of counting the cost before undertaking a particular work. Luke 14:28, he said, "For which one of you, when he wants to build a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if he has enough to complete it?" He said this not to discourage the work, but to remind us that we need to know what we are going to face so we can be ready for whatever may come. Writing to help spread the message of the Bible is no different. We must count the cost and be sure we are ready to deal with the consequences. So what are the downsides of writing? Number one, writing takes time and effort. It may be true that one can better articulate his message through writing than he can through speaking, but this means the written word takes much more time and effort to complete. The wise man wrote, "In addition to being a wise man, the preacher also taught the people knowledge, and he pondered, searched out, and arranged many proverbs. The words of wise men are like goads, and masters of these collections are like well-driven nails. They are given by one shepherd. But beyond this, my son, be warned. The writing of many books is endless, and excessive devotion to books is wearying to the body." Ecclesiastes 12:9-12. Writing down words of wisdom can be very helpful to others, but it requires time and effort in meditation, study, research, writing, and rewriting. A sermon that takes 45 minutes to preach will take considerably more time to put down in writing. The writing takes time and effort. That's one of the downsides of writing. Number two, writing opens you up to greater scrutiny. Paul told Timothy, "Endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist," 2 Timothy 4:5. Not everyone is able to endure this hardship. So James advised, "Let not many of you become teachers, my brethren, knowing that as such we will incur a stricter judgment," James 3:1. Timothy was warned about one named Alexander. Paul told him in 2 Timothy 4:15, "Be on guard against him yourself, for he vigorously opposed our teaching." This man was so zealous in his opposition that Paul said, "Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm," 2 Timothy 4:14. People like Alexander exist today. They have always been around and will be until the end of time. Those who publicly proclaim the gospel must be able to deal with such opposition. But when we write, since the message can be spread more easily, as we discussed as one of the advantages of writing, there will be a greater number of people who will voice opposition to us, and we must be prepared to handle it. Number three, writing gives you a more permanent record. While writings can be a lasting resource for good, we should soberly consider what we put down on paper, or as often as the case now, on the internet. Whenever we teach, we have the divine obligation to speak the utterances of God, 1 Peter 4:11. Therefore, we must pay close attention, as Timothy was told to do in 1 Timothy 4:16, pay close attention to our message, as it can have an effect upon those who hear or read it. Writing also makes it more difficult to run away from certain positions we take on controversial issues. Though we have the responsibility to declare the whole purpose of God, Acts 20:27, topics that are seen as difficult, divisive, or unpopular are often avoided from the pulpit, and most especially in writing. Yet we must have the conviction and courage to stand for the truth, even when the truth is unwelcome or controversial. So as we sum up what we've talked about here, writing cannot be the extent of the work that a preacher does, but it can greatly complement everything else he is doing in proclaiming the gospel. So if you are a preacher or teacher of the gospel and are not taking advantage of writing and spreading the message, I encourage you to consider it. Even if you do not see yourself as being much of a writer, you can learn to write. It would be a shame to ignore this valuable tool that can be used for teaching, informing, and encouraging others. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. And if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others. Next week, we'll be talking about Paul's question, "How will they preach unless they are sent?" Until then, I hope you have a great week.